Harper Audio presents The Mind and the Brain, Neuroplasticity and the Power of Mental Force, by Jeffrey M. Schwartz, M.D., and Sharon Begley. Read by Arthur Morey. When he speaks of reality, the layman usually means something obvious and well-known. Whereas it seems to me that precisely the most important and extremely difficult task of our time is to work on elaborating a new idea of reality. This is also what I mean when I always emphasize that science and religion must be related in some way. Wolfgang Pauli, Letter to M. Fiers, August 12, 1948. It is interesting from a psychological epistemological point of view that although consciousness is the only phenomenon for which we have direct evidence, many people deny its reality. The question, if all that exists are some complicated chemical processes in your brain, why do you care what those processes are, is countered with evasion. One is led to believe that the word reality does not have the same meaning for all of us. Nobel physicist Eugene Wigner, 1967. Introduction. Hamlet. My father. Methinks I see my father. Horatio. Oh, where, my lord? Hamlet. In my mind's eye, Horatio. William Shakespeare. Every Tuesday, with the regularity of traffic jams on I-405, the UCLA Department of Psychiatry holds grand rounds, at which an invited researcher presents an hour-long seminar on a topic of clinical relevance. One afternoon in the late 19...